You're listening to The Shoulders of Giants, where we profile the greatest theorems and ideas in mathematics.
Imagine yourself as a king in a life-size game of chess. Each space has an area of 1 square yard. You move 1 space forward, then 1 space to the right. You are now square root of 2 yards away from where you started. As shown here, square root of 2 is the length of the diagonal of a square whose sides are 1. Though this seems like any mundane number, the square root of 2 has been studied for thousands of years. It is prevalent in the paper we write on and the music we listen to. Men have even killed for this number. The square root of 2 is first mentioned in 1600 BC with the Babylonians. From an ancient clay tablet, we know that the Babylonians used an unknown method of approximation to estimate square root of 2 to equal 1 plus 24 over 60 plus 51 over 60 squared plus 10 over 60 cubed. Remarkably, these ancient people were able to correctly estimate the number to within 5 decimal places. Now, the fraction they used may seem odd to us because we use a base 10 numerical system instead of the base 60 that the Babylonians used. However, it is from these people that we get the 60 seconds in a minute and the 60 minutes in an hour. Even though the approximation shows that people were aware of the square root of 2 for a long time, it was the Greeks that first made a significant discovery about it. The main figure from this period is Pythagoras. Around 500 BC, he was the leader of a powerful cult. Though little is known about them for certain, the Pythagoreans supposedly practiced pacifism and were vegetarians. It is said that they once convinced a bear to stop harming other animals. He taught his students about the transmigration of souls and how following his law would grant them immortality. Most importantly, though, they worshiped numbers and explained the nature of things through mathematics. They believed that the heavens had their own musical frequencies that could be represented by numerical ratios or fractions. In fact, they believed that all numbers were commensurable. The Greeks thought geometrically, so for two numbers to be commensurable, it meant that their lengths were multiples of some common line segment. In modern terms, we would say that commensurable lengths were rational numbers. The Pythagoreans thought that all numbers were rational. This is where the square root of 2 comes in. One of the Pythagoreans, Hippasus of Metapontum, discovered that the square root of 2 is irrational. The proof that is usually credited to Pythagoras is elegant in its beauty. It is proved by contradiction, which means by assuming that the square root of 2 is rational, we will come to a contradiction. This proves that the square root of 2 is in fact irrational. This theorem throws a wrench into the entire philosophy behind the Pythagoreans. As the story goes, when Pythagoras and the rest of his followers learned of Hippasus' discovery, he was immediately drowned. So you see, the significance of this number is actually a matter of life and death. Though most people don't realize it, the square root of 2 appears constantly in daily life. For instance, the standard aspect ratio of paper throughout the world, known as the A series of paper sizes, is 1 to the square root of 2. This ratio is also known as the silver ratio due to its aesthetic nature and because if you put 2 pieces of paper side by side, the rectangle you get also has a ratio of 1 to the square root of 2. Also, a technique musicians have been practicing for years is the use of a tritone or an augmented fourth. It's a musical interval that spans 3 whole tones. An equal-tempered tritone has a ratio of square root of 2 to 1. Bands such as Black Sabbath, Slayer, Jimi Hendrix, Rush, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers have used this technique in their songs. It's even prevalent in the theme song to The Simpsons. For thousands of years now, the square root of 2 has been studied, theorized about, and used in a variety of different ways. People have even died because of it. Though nobody has to worry about that today, you should know that whenever you're listening to music or writing on a standard piece of paper, the square root of 2 is playing a role in your life.